Kof Beis Shvat, Thursday the 27th of January, Rabbi Svi Weiss, Na'aseh V'Nishma.
Thank you very much, Yashar Koach. It's a schus for me to speak for you. It's an honor and pleasure. The only thing I hope is my American English doesn't disturb your British ears. I know we love an Englishman when they speak. It's a special thing. I don't know if to you it's grinding the metal, or else it's different, so it's not so terrible. We'll hope. Met Hashem, we should have Siyata Deshmaya. Before we speak about Na'aseh V'Nishma, just a few little interesting thoughts I've heard. First of all, there's a beautiful Arham HaKadosh. The Arham HaKadosh says, jumping back a little bit to last week's Parsha, Parsha Yisrael, the Torah says that when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Harsinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, speak to Klal Yisrael and make sure they want a Makabel the Torah. Who says they really want it? So it says in the beginning of Chamishi, Vayavu Moshe v'yikr l'zikna ya'am. He called to the zikna ya'am. V'yasim l'vzeim, he told them everything that's going to be given. The next pasuk, V'yanu kol ha'am yachta v'yarmer kol ha'shadib Hashem nasa. So the question, our Chaim HaKadosh asked, he says, what happened? It says, V'yikr l'zikna ya'am. And then it says, V'yanu kol ha'am. Where did kol ha'am come from? So he says a beautiful word. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu was very practical. He knew that there's always nayers in the world. So we know from any time you want to get something done, there's always people who say, yeah, it's not going to work, what should we do it for, it's not a good idea. So he was afraid he'd come down, and he'd tell people about it, and certain people would start saying, yeah, I don't know, and the whole thing would fizz out. So Moshe Rabbeinu thought, you know what, I'll go to the Zikne Am, the Chachamim, I'll explain to them the godless of the Torah, and they'll accept it, and once they accept it, everyone will come along. So that's what he did. All of a sudden the word got out, everyone, without any convincing, without any talking, they all came and they ran to Makabel the Torah. So the Shah is always bothered, like, so the Arham HaKadosh says, why does the Torah say it this way? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to say the Shvach of Klal Yisrael. Look what Klal Yisrael, wherever Yid came, but in Divas Nefesh to come run. But what's the Pshat in the Taka? Why was it that way? So I was thinking, I just heard my son, Baruch Hashem, made a kiddush last Shabbos in Lakewood for a girl. So one of the Rabbanim came, well, sometimes he davens that, and he told us a vort in his drasha. So now he just mentioned the vort. He said, very interesting. He said, once if he saw a Reisman from Flatbush, asked him Shmuel Birnbaum Zatzal, the Shaila. He says, Rashi says that Yisrael came El Amidbar. The pasuk says El Amidbar. So Rashi says, we knew he came to the Midbar. What's the Torah telling us he came to the Midbar? To tell the Shvach Yisrael that he was sitting in his hometown, he was all bekavadik, and he says, Nadava Libo Lotzis El Amidbar Makam Toyu Lishmaya Divrei Torah. It was Nadava Libo, he gave up from his lev and he came to listen to Torah. Three psukim later, the pasuk says, So Rashi says, "Limshaych es libo lekarvel l'Torah," and they both mechiltas that he can't, that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to him to Yisrael to be Moshe his slave to makarv him to the Torah. So he asked Shmuel Bambam, that's how Yisrael left his hometown, came out to the desert. Why? To hear divrei Torah. So Moshe Rabbeinu had to give him a shmuz and a drasha to makarv him to the Torah. He came for Torah. What is, you know, the first day the Bachar comes to Yeshiva, you don't have to give him a whole shmooze. You want to come, you have to, he came here to learn. I understand. That's why he came. So Shmuel Birnbaum on the spot said a beautiful word. Probably like his whole Matzias. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu told Yisrael, you're making a tremendous mistake. It's not Nadva Libay. You're not giving up to come to learn Torah. The Torah is giving to you. You're not giving up anything. Everything you're getting, it's, you're gaining everything. You're not giving. So I was thinking maybe that was the pshat. Klal Yisrael heard this from Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's why they came and they ran. So the shaila is a tremendous shaila, which ever bothers me every single year, even after all the tertzim. You lay in this week's parsha. Last week we ran Parshas Yisrael, the Maimon Har Sinai, and we know the Gemara talks about the Gemara in Shabbos that besides the Maimon of Maimon Har Sinai, the Eish and the Gedolah and the Ashras Hashpin, everything on Klal Yisrael's side, what was the object of Maimon Har Sinai? Na'aseh V'Nishma. The Gemara talks about how when they said Na'aseh V'Nishma, Malachim couldn't believe it. Two Malachim came down, gave each one a Keser. It's so downloading that when you read the parasha of Maimon Har Sinai, it doesn't say Nasa v'Nishma, it says Nasa. You come all the way to the end of this week's parasha, all the way out of Mishpatim, all of a sudden, good morning, Nasa v'Nishma. So Rashi says, but it's anticlimactic. Why doesn't the Torah tell us Nasa v'Nishma? It should have said right over here, V'yaru kala'om, but they said Nasa v'Nishma, everybody accepted it, B'lev Shalom. It's Ikar Chasim and a Sefer. What happened? So there's a few different tools, and this aga very interesting. The Schuss of London. A few years ago, I was waiting in shul for Mincha, and I saw on the shelf there was the Shem Shmo, and I never looked at it. I don't have a set, and everybody talks about it, so I figured, let me take a look. The Schuss of London, I saw. He says a beautiful tale. It's not really, but it's not very interesting. He said, why is it after the fact? Why isn't it right away before? He said, because it's a very practical thing. He says, everyone knows that if you want to ask someone to do you a favor, so I go over to someone or I tell my children I want them to do something. So either I could explain to them why I want it done, or I could just ask them to do it for me. He says, there's a mile and a kasar on each side. If I explain to them the reason I need it done, so they'll have much more feeling to do it, and they'll get to, and take care of it. On the other hand, if they don't agree with the reason, it doesn't make any sense, like we always hear, right? And that's it, they won't do it. So there's a mitzvah to tell them if they'll hear it, but there's a chesaron to tell them if they don't. So Klal Yisrael, before they heard the Torah, and before they heard anything, they were a little bit nervous. Don't tell me what's going on. Because in case we don't agree with everything, we don't understand anything, so then it will be, so that's it, we'll do whatever you tell us. After the fact, when they heard when they saw Maimon Har Sinai and they saw what a Kodesh Baruch Hu is, then they realized, oh, wait a second. If we don't understand something, it's our chesaron, not his chesaron, chas v'shalom. And therefore, it's like sort of like your little child. If you tell him to do something, even if he doesn't understand, he understands. You're much smarter than him, you're his father, you tell him what to do, and he does it. So the same way, they understood. So that's why Klal Yisrael understood. But the Brisker Rav says a very famous teretz, and just in Bekitzer, very short, he says that there's two parashas. The parasha of Yisrael was Kabbalah's Ol Torah, the Kabbalah's of the mitzvahs. Mishpatim was the bris. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a bris with us. He said, just like when a person goes through with a business, or he wants to become a shutef, partners in a business deal. So the first thing you do is you sit down with a partner and you discuss. First you check out the person, make sure they're trustworthy and you can deal with him. And then you trust out all, before you get to the business end, You work out all the responsibilities and all my benefits. What are you going to do? What am I going to do? How much am I echroi? How much am I putting in? How much are you putting in? You work everything out. And now, once you agree on all the terms, now you sit down to the business and say, okay, let's do this and let's do that. So he says, that's the krisis bris. So Klal Yisrael came and said, listen, we're not in, we have to discuss everything, but you should know, first thing is right away, nasa. We don't have to hear the business, all the ins and outs. We're Makabla Kodesh Baruch Hu, whatever you tell us, that's it. And I was thinking, where did they get it from? Perhaps they got it from this word of Shmuel Birnbaum. When I'm investing in something, you're calling me up, you have a company, you want me to invest, so I first have to check you out, then I have to check out the perspective of the business, and I have to check out if I'm going to lose or make money, and I have to find deal with all the, cross all my T's and dot all my I's. On the other hand, if I'm not investing, you're just giving me. For some reason you like me, you say, listen, it's good for us to have you on our board of directors. And if you're on our board of directors, you'll get 10% to 5% a year. What do I lose? I have nothing to lose. Of course I'm going to, no problem. I don't have to hear what's your business, what you want. I mean, as long as you're not a bunch of crooks, so I lose my name. But I have nothing to lose, so what's the question? That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Yisrael. Yisrael, you're not giving up anything, you're total gain. So maybe that was the Messiah of Klal Yisrael. That's why Klal Yisrael said right away, Nasa v'Nishma. They don't have to hear anything. They don't have to deal with anything. We understand that we're all gain. We'll figure out, you'll tell us the bris after, but right now tell us we're buying in and that's it. There's nothing to talk about. But the question is, what was Nasa v'Nishma? You see from the Gemara that obviously it wasn't, a nice thing what they decided. The Malachim said, this is a soy, this was a secret that only the Malachim used. And each Malachim came and brought them two crowns, one for Nasa, one for Nishma. Obviously in Shemaim was a tremendous thing. It was a tremendous Madrega that they achieved. and they grew to where once they said this. So what was it? Isn't this a very nice thing? They said, listen, no problem, but do whatever you tell us without listening. So I once saw a beautiful voice from Rav Huttner the Tzal. Rav Huttner said, the Mishnah Nova says, Kol mi shechachmasom meruba mimaisov, ein chachmasom is kayamis. Kol mi shemaisom meruba mechachmasom, chachmasom is kayamis. If your actions are greater than your knowledge, so then you're going to retain your knowledge. But if your knowledge is greater than your actions, you won't retain your knowledge. So the obvious question is, how can I do more than what I know? If I don't know how to do it, I can't do it. So what's the issue? So Rav Huttner said, the Pirkei de Blazer explains it very similar to Nasar Nishma. He says it means that when a person is only willing to do what he understands, so then he's not going to remain with his knowledge, because his knowledge is his own personal end. Right? My Chochmas HaTorah is because I understand it and it fits in and everything works together. Right? Sort of like, you know, a lot of things we learn. We really, alibi, we don't understand them fully, but we know we're missing a little bit, but that's it. We learn it. And Afu Pishlo, you have the famous Chavetz Chaim, right? That when Balabatim would come to, he says, they come to sometimes learn Mishnayos and they don't really understand the Mishnah. So he would tell, Balabatim would come to him and tell him, so what am I gaining? He'd say, no, Afu Pishlo, Yodam HaKomar. Even though you don't understand 100% what it means, but just the words of Torah went into your mouth. And there's Agav, a beautiful voice from Ben Yoyada. Ben Yoyada says that by the famous, by Hakel. So the Gemara says that a Nashim came to learn. Nashim came to bring the Taf. Taf Lamehem Boyim. Why did the children come for? So he says, I don't understand the Gemara. You're asking why the children came. Why did the Nashim come? The women came to bring the children, but why did the children come? Why did the women? If the men came to learn, I understand. What are the women coming for? So he says a fascinating word. He says, because the women coming, even though they might not understand what they're hearing, but he says, we have the Gemara, the Mishnah, says his Ashrei Yeladato, that his mother brought him, it was an infant, brought him in the carriage to the Beis Medrash. So he said, oh, I'm sorry, so what happened was, right, so two people came, I should have looked up the Gemara, two people came to a Tana, and he told them, Lou, tell me something. So they told him this drasha in the Pasuk, why the Taf coming? To get litin tzchar l'viyehem. So he said to them, you had my goalies, Tavish, you didn't want to tell it to me. Why didn't you? You're such a Maridika Chiddush, you told me. So the Mashiach asked, what was the Maridika Chiddush? What's the big deal? So he said, this person was the one that his mother brought as an infant into the Beis Medrash. And he never understood what she bothered for. What did I gain just sitting in Beis Medrash? So he said, he understood that because the women. The question is, what are the Taf coming? Because they're running around, they're not even listening, they're not hearing anything. But the women, is obvious why they're coming. So he says a fascinating word, which I don't know if everybody was. He said, women, even when they hear Divrei Torah, even though they don't understand it, but in Shema, when they come to Shemayim, they're going to understand everything they heard. Because once they heard it, there's a famous Maisa with Reb Chaim Volozhiner. Reb Aaron used to always say over that Reb Chaim Volozhiner had a chavrusa. And they learned for 16 hours a day. But every day before they started learning, Reb Chaim Volozhiner would say over some kind of crazy story. And obviously, this chavrusa was a big masmud, and he couldn't deal with it. Like, what do you waste my time for? I mean, you know, the story, how long could it take? A few minutes. And he's learning 16 hours, and he dropped Reb Chaim Volozhiner. That's it. It's not for me. I can't start off the day with like an Irish guy. Come on, like, you know, that's it. So he dropped Reb Chaim Volozhiner. When he got older, he started learning Kabbalah, and he saw that every story he told them was a sight in Kabbalah. And he was only able to understand the inyanim of Kabbalah that he got these windows and keys from Reb Chaim Volozhiner, that he was able to understand it. So then he realized later that it wasn't a dumb story, it was a mashal, and it was an understanding of something. So he said, this Reb Aaron used to say over. So, which gives us a little chizik, you know, you learn through some agaritas, you hear it, you don't really know what's going on. So the Ben Yoyada says, that's a pshat, even though you don't understand it 100%, but later when you come there, so he says, now I understand why my mother took me into the Beis Medrash. Because the words, by the time they're running around, they don't even hear, that's the Gemara Shaila. But if a baby, infant sitting, the words go into, and that's why a lot of people that's brought down, where they have the infant, they put the the carriage right where the father is learning, so the words of the Torah could go into his ears because he gains from it. So anyway, what does it all have to do with anything? Right. So Sir Putin has said that the Pirkei de Blaza says that what's the inyan of Nasa v'Nishma? I'm sorry. What's the inyan of Kosher Chachmasa Ruba Ma'isov? Ma'isov Ruba Chachmasa. That even that I'm willing to, I'm a kabbal right away, which is really the inyan of Nasa v'Nishma. As whatever you tell me to do, even though I don't understand it, I'm willing to do it. And later, hopefully, I'll be able to grow and understand it. So Rav Huttner asked. He says, "I don't understand. You come to this Gemara in Shabbos." And the Gemara says, when Klal Yisrael said Nasa v'Nishma, it was a tremendous madreika. The Malachim said, how could people be on such a level that we're on? So he says, that means that Nasa v'Nishma was a tremendous level. So how can you expect every bar mitzvah boy to be under, when he start, once you're bar mitzvah, you're mechuyev to learn, and now that's when it counts that your chachma should be miskayim. So that means every single yid has to be on that madreika of Nasa v'Nishma. How could it be? Why is it fair? Why is it that that's the way it is? So he says a beautiful part. He said that what did the malachim mean? That this is a roz, this is the secret of the malachim. Because we know malach means, the word malach means shliach, an agent. I'm coming to do something. We see from Avraham Avinu, the malachim said that each malach can only do one thing. Why? Because his whole essence is to do what he was sent to do. A malach isn't bifunctional. Which Agav, I just saw, I'm sorry about this, just saw, I heard a beautiful word from, I don't know which one of the tells of Rishivas, she said the same word. He said that the Gemara asks that by Kriyas Yamsuf, the Malachim wanted to say Shira, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ma'aseh Yaleh Tfum V'yam V'atahorim V'shira. How could he say Shira? But the Gemara asked, Klal Yisrael said Shira. So why was it alright for Klal Yisrael to say Shira? The Malachim Yav Atayin and Ma'aseh Yaleh Tfum V'yam. So he said a beautiful thing. He said, a malach can do one thing. That's all he could do. If the malachim are going to say shira because Klal Yisrael was saved, that means they're watching all the Mitzrayim die and they're not saying anything. He says, my Kadosh Baruch Hu said, that you can't do. A person is bifunctional. At the same time, unfortunately, you say, I'll tell you, mate, and die in MS. The same time he could say, you know, he could go, how often does it happen? You go in the daytime, Chas V'Shalom, to Levaya, and then you pop into a bris, and then you go to Bar Mitzvah, then you go to Menachem Mobile, and then you stop at a Chasna. Right? A person could have different sides. He knows that there's simples in the world, and unfortunately there's tragedies in the world. So he says, that's why a person could do both. So a Malach is the Matthias, he only has one function in life, at each time. So he said, that's what the Malachim are saying. We are the Madrega that we understand when a Kodesh Baruch Hu tells us to do something, that's our essence. On the other hand, the person is made up of his own feelings, his own desires, his own ideas of what's right and what's wrong. So how can a person completely mevatel himself and say, Nasa v'Nishma, I'll do whatever you tell me to do, it doesn't matter what I think or anything. He says, when Klal Yisrael said that, they became the Madrega of Malachim. He says, that's why the Malachim are so astounded. How could a person completely nullify, mabatal himself, and give himself up, and do only the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So Rav Huttner says, once Klal Yisrael said that, they came to the Madrega of the Malachim. It wasn't just at that time they said it. That became the essence of Klal Yisrael. Every Yid B'Teva, his whole, after everything I want, I like this, and I like this, and I like that. But my whole Teva, my whole Metzius, is, and that's why it could be that the whole world has a kasha. How can the Torah tell me, Las Achmar, I want it. I see my friend has a nicer car than me, so I want it. So how can you tell me, don't want it? Because if you're, because of course you have desires, but if you understand that my essence is, Avodas Hashem, this is what I'm here for. And there's a beautiful Beis Halevi, a famous drasha from the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi, when he talks about this, there's a Gemara that says that Rabbi was sitting, and he was learning, and his fingers were under his legs, and they were bleeding, and he didn't even realize that because the pressure of his legs on top of his fingers, they started to bleed. And he kept learning and learning. So a min came in, and the min said to him, "Ah, I'm a zibzichta. You're a spontaneous people. You're a zumptuous people." So the Rashi says, "You said nasa v'nishma. You said nasa before nishma." So the Marsha says, "What is he talking about?" He says, "Because you didn't think. You just jumped and said, so the same thing, you don't think. Look, you're bleeding, you don't even notice what's going on in the world." So Rava answered him, "We're tamimis. we go with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no problem. So the Beis Halevi says, what was the question, what was the answer? So he says a beautiful word to Beis Halevi based on the same idea. He says, by a Yid, his whole being, his whole Metzius is about this Hashem. Of course, we have to live our life, we have to take care of our family, we have to take care of our business, we have to eat, we have to drink, we have to do everything. But everything is directed by the Torah, everything is avodas Hashem. We have one purpose here. Like the Vilna Gaon explains the whole Yoina, Sefer Yoina, that it's the whole thing is a remnant, that he says Yoina is the remnant of the Neshama, it comes down to this world, and he goes through the ocean, which is this world, to the other end, to Olam Haba. And while you're going through the water, all the waves of the trials and tribulations, and it tries to sink us, it tries to ruin us, and the idea is to get through to the other world. That's the purpose. Everything else facilitates us, and we have to bring along, but it's all for the schism. So the Beis Halevi says, by Klai Yisrael saying, Nas v'nishma, Klai Yisrael became different than the other nations in three aspects. It says, because their whole essence became. Because first of all, we know this halacha of Yisrael, Afu pi shechata dayin Yisrael. If, let's say Chas v'Shalom, right, a Yid decides he's going to shmad, and he's going to become a guy, Chas v'Shalom. So he doesn't. We know he doesn't become a guy. He's born a Yid. Why? Because he says a Yid. So he says there's a difference. We know. My name is Welchem. I was learning Daf Yomi. The difference between kachim, bikachim, and derek abayis. If something's kodesh, it belongs to. It's going to the mizbeach. So then there's a din of yesh mila achar mila. If you're mayel, if someone's mayel behegdish, it still remains hegdish, and you can be mayel again. On the other hand, if something belongs to Beit HaKavayis, it belongs to the base, owned by the Beis HaMikdash, once a person has benefit from it, it goes out l'chulim. He says, a yid is kodesh kadashim, because his whole essence is kodesh. So therefore, even if he's mayel, if chasam shalom, he becomes upgishmad, it doesn't make a difference to die in Yisrael. He never loses because he's etzim. He says, just like it's the cloth of the Sefer Torah. It's the Sefer Torah itself. It can never lose the Kedusha. It's not Tashmishe Kedusha. He says the same thing. We know that there's a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. That if a person wants to, there's certain mitzvahs that a person has to give up his life for. The Goyim also have Sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach. But there's no mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem by the Goyim. Why? He says it's very simple. Because a person has his own life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes to the nations and he says, listen, this is what I want you to do, but you're your own self. You're not giving up your life for me. You're first. I'm asking you to do this. So therefore, he has Sheva Mitzvah B'Noyach, but he never has to give up his life because he has his own essence. Mashiach Yid, his entire essence is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's for Avodas Hashem. So therefore, sometimes Hashem said, don't give up your life. Sometimes he said, give up your life. Because his entire essence is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so therefore, a Yid is chayiv to give up his life. The same thing a Yid has to be, the Indian of Tefillah, when a Yid is Megara. He says, because a person becomes, in order for a Yid, it's not just I choose to do this or I choose to do that. A person becomes Kodesh Kadoshim. So the Yid is a completely different Metzias. He's a different being, and that's the famous word, I think they said from Yisrael Salanter. But we know that there's different categories in the world. There's the daimim, inanimate objects. You have rocks and sand. Then you have tzameach, you have growing things. You have chai, you have living objects. You have adam, a person who speaks. And he says, then there's another madrega of Yisrael. A yid's a completely different madrega. He says, it's not a Yisrael plus. He says, why? Because that's what's shot in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Ashreichem Yisrael, that when you're doing Ritzon Hashem Makom, you're on top, there's no one greater than you. When you're not doing Ritzon Hashem Makom, you're all the way on the bottom. So the Mefarshim ask, what's the Shvach? If you tell me when we're doing Ritzon Hashem Makom, right, you listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're the right type of person, Yid, so you're on top of the world. But what's the Shvach that you tell me when I don't listen, I'm on the bottom? What's so great about that? So Yisrael Salanter said, because that depicts us what a Yid is. A Yid's a completely different Metzius. It's not just, and he says, I'll bring you a proof. Because I know there's such a thing as Dharmim inanimate objects. Then I have plants which are growing. So is a plant just a daimon plus, or is it a different species? If a plant dies, it doesn't just stay its same size and continue on. It shrivels up and it's gone. So it's because that shows me that it's a completely different, each stage is a completely different metzius. So the client cells are completely different metzius. We're not a nation with extra. we're a completely different mitzvahs. We're a Kodesh Baruch, where we came, Kodesh Kadashim, and it's a whole different world. And that's what Chadi says, that you find by every single Yid, even though we saw it through the Muhammad Ebbach, right? Yidden that they were completely gone, completely lost, but they were really there to be, they jumped in to be Maisa Nefesh. Because the Etzmius of every Yid has inside, unless he completely wipes it out, and then never he's lost. But if he doesn't, even though he doesn't keep anything, he doesn't know anything, but etzem atzmis of a yid, just being born a yid, is this chuka to come. And that's why I also heard by the bris, somebody told me a beautiful word, also from the same Shmuel. He says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to all the different nations that offered them the Torah, and each one he told the mitzvah that was completely against their nature. So then Shailah, why he did that? Klal Yisrael, why didn't he do that to them? It's not fair. To the other nations, he came and said, what's in it? Lo sinif, lo siglav, lo tzirtzach. And he completely turned them off. So when you came to Klal Yisrael, why didn't you also tell them something against their nature? And you would turn them off. So it's not really a fair deal. He said, the same Shmuel said he did. Because you see, before Maimon HaSinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael that Balta, you have to stay away. You can't go up on the mountain. He says, that's the hardest thing for a Yid. To tell a Yid, don't come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Stay away. Keep off. He says, but why? Because all that's me. So a Yid is, I want to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to jump. I want to come to him. That's what my life is. So he says, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling you. That's what happened when Klal Yisrael said, Nasu v'nishma. They became just like Malachim. So he says, that's the Madrega of Klal Yisrael, so that is it. After that they became a whole different nation, and that's our whole Yichus, and that's the pride of Klal Yisrael. The pride of Klal Yisrael is that what we are, and the truth is we can't take it for granted. We have to be proud of it, but we have to, like everything else, every business deal, the benefits are mechai of the obligations. That a person understands he has to live his life like that. And it's a different thing. I once heard some Rav said that he was just into funny story. He was there was a Yid, I don't know where exactly, I guess in New York. A very rich Yid, and he gave a lot of stock in, you know, had a large business, and he wanted to buy a fancy car. I don't know exactly what, but some very, very fancy car. So his wife and his children said, you can't do that. Everybody's going to talk about us. You don't have to, He said, why? I give a lot of stock. I want to do everything. Yeah, that car I want. And there was a whole argument in the house. It kept going on. He wants the car, and they're fighting, you can't get the car. So he happened to be in Eretz Yisrael. He went into Bayern Leib. For Bayern Leib. He says to him, he tells him to Shaila. He says, I want to buy a Zach car. He says, my family, my Shpacha doesn't want this, everything. So Bayern Leib said to him, so just that you see what the cook of a Yid. Bayern Leib said, do you know a Perik Shas Balper? No. Do you know a Blat Balper? No. Do you know a Perik Mishnayos Balper? No. No one will makana you. But the truth is, you see, by a Yid, what's life all about? Of course, everyone needs things and everyone wants things. But the question is, what's the bottom line? I need this, I need that. But the bottom line is that my life is Torah and Avodah. And if we appreciate it, we work on it, Mitzvah Hashem, David Stelfen, we'll bring Mashiach and Mitzvah Hashem. It's a beautiful town, London, but Mitzvah Hashem, we should all meet in Yerushalayim for the Korban Pesach.